I'll play all of them. It's about 25 minutes long. And what else do I want to say about here? Let's see. Well, that's about it. Why don't I just start playing it? So here is Tim Corliss's Notes Towards a Poem That Can Never Be Written.
This is the place you would rather not know about. This is the place that will inhabit you. This is the place you cannot imagine. This is the place that will finally defeat you, where the word why shrivels and empties itself. This is famine.
Hashem, Hashem, Hashem.
There is no poem you can write about it. The sand pits where so many were buried and unearthed, the unendurable pain still traced on their skins. This did not happen last year or 40 years ago, but last week. This has been happening. This happens. We make wreaths of adjectives for them. We count them like beads. We turn them into statistics and litanies and into poems like this one. Nothing works. They remain what they are. The woman lies on the wet cement floor under the unending light, needle marks on her arms put there to kill the brain, and wonders why she is dying. She is dying because she said, dying for the sake of the world. her body, silent and fingerless, writing this poem. It resembles an operation, but it is not one. Nor, despite the spread legs, grunts, and blood, is it a birth. Partly it's a job. Partly it's a display of skill like a concerto. It can be done badly or well, they tell themselves. Partly it's an art. The facts of this world, seen clearly, are seen through tears. Why tell me then there is something wrong with my eyes? To see clearly and without flinching, without turning away, this is agony. The eyes taped open 2 inches from the sun. What is it you see then? Is it a bad dream, a hallucination? Is it a vision? What is it you hear? The razor across the eyeball is a detail from an old film. It is also a truth. Witness is what you must bear. In this country, you can say what you like because no one will listen to you anyway. It's safe enough. In this country, you can try to write the poem that can never be written, the poem that invents nothing and excuses nothing because you invent and excuse yourself each day. Elsewhere, this poem is not invention. Elsewhere, this poem takes courage. Elsewhere, this poem must be written because the poets are already dead. Elsewhere, this poem must be written as if you are already dead, as if nothing more can be done or said to save you. elsewhere. You must write this poem, because there is nothing more to do.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Tim Corliss's choral piece, Notes Towards a Poem That Can Never Be Written. I hope you guys got your own interpretation of it, but I didn't want to read the program notes until after, just so that you had time to think about it yourself and sort of see what you thought. But in the program notes, Tim writes, "One line from Margaret Atwood's poem illustrates a central inspiration for this composition and for the CD as a whole. The facts of this world, seen clearly, are seen through tears. When I read this poem as a composer, I heard it speaking about the numbing effect of privilege in an age where we are bombarded with information. As artists, we have the freedom to speak about the injustices that surround us, but are in many ways silenced by the white noise of information. We become overwhelmed by facts and often make the mistake of granting such facts an objectivity or distance from our senses. Atwood raises the question of whether this distance, emotional or otherwise, from information provides clarity. Perhaps a mode of perception that is subjective, emotional, or entangled offers a deeper kind of clarity."
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, well, for the rest of the show, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a different direction. We'll move on smoothly with something by Universe Zero, their album that was just released called Relapse, which is actually archives of mostly live recordings between 1984 and 1986. This is a Belgian prog band under Cuneiform Records. A lot of their older stuff is pretty crazy. I really like it. By the time this was recorded, so not recently, they added a harmonium, harpsichord, and a second violin. So you'll hear a little bit of that in there. Some members of this band actually also played with Magma in the 70s. Magma is like a Zool prog band. They have their own language, and it's just really crazy choral stuff, a lot of like really awesome vocals. I'll try to play some of that in the next couple weeks, actually. Yeah. So Universe Zero formed in 1974, actually. I'll be playing the 8th track from that album, which is a live recording of L'étrange mixture du docteur Schwartz. And following that, I'll actually move from that to something slightly heavier. A band called Gut Bucket recently released A Modest Proposal. They're from Brooklyn, and their stuff is sort of heavy. It's sort of jazz prog, but quite heavy. And they're actually kind of known for their stage antics, such as dressing up as the Muppets, throwing toast at the audience, and other such silly, ridiculous things. I'll be playing the 3rd track from that, which is called I Am a Jelly Donut. But first, here is Universe Zero. Thank you. Okay, let's see what we're playing next. Next up, I'll be playing something by White Light. Their album is called Black Acts, and it's a duo from Chicago. They're Jeremy Lemus and Matt Clark, and it's pretty droney. They're on Smells Like Records. I'll be playing the first track from that, which is called Dasin. And following that, I'll be playing the first track from Sun Ra's Angels and Demons, which is probably one of my favorite tunes. And yeah, so let's get on with White Light.
We'll be right back. Vancouver Theatre Sports League presents two new shows at the New Review stage on Granville Island, opening March 11th. The tribe has voted. Improviver Granville Island is back by popular demand.
This Survivor parody sees eight improvisers stranded on the remote regions of Granville Island, where they must out-gag, out-laugh, and out-shop each other to avoid tribal council.
Catch Improviver every Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Stretch, the non-stop improv show that squeezes every drop of comedy out of a single suggestion from the audience. It's improv that's harder, better, faster, funnier every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. beginning March 18th.
Okay, so we only got a little bit of time left. After me, at 5 o'clock, there's News 101. And following that is Phil at 5:30. 6 o'clock is Sunday Night Dreams with John Tanner, who was here early setting up because he says, there's just so much to listen to. Radio Free Gag airs at 7:30 with Gary Kay. And then The Jazz Show at 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker. So stay tuned for that. Those are amazing shows. Okay, like I said, I'll play some Sun Ra for you guys. And then some really cool sampled stuff. Really cool. That's all I'm going to say for now. You'll hear it. Thank you. Okay. Let's finish off the show. I'll be playing stuff by the Brand Flakes. Their new album's called I Have Hands, and they're out on Illegal Art labels. They were around since, like, 92, I think. Yeah, a long time. They're from California, and it's pretty upbeat. It's a duo, Otis Fodder and Mildred Pitt, and they're very, very silly, and they're very, very fun. And all of their stuff is samples. So let's see. I'll be playing the track Marchy March, and depending on how much time, we'll see, we'll go on. So Marchy March, because it's March right now, and then Don Knotts, and then The Girl That I Used to Be, and then What It's All About, etc., until news. So let's see how much we can get through, because they're pretty short. So enjoy. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week.
Yeah. Skin, the way you look, these are fleeting. It's what's inside you, what you think about others, how you treat them, your attitude toward life. These determine your worth as a person. Your style won't survive you, but your substance will. It is eternal, and it's what it's all about.
Well, we have more from this album coming right up, so stay with us.